Your Majesty Queen Sylvia of Sweden, Your Excellency Don Eva Morales Aima, President of the Republic of Bolivia, Your Excellency Deputy Prime Minister of Slovakia, distinguished ministers, Mr. Antonio Maria Costa, Executive Director of UNODC, and Professor Hamid Kotse, President of INCB. Distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I have the honor and pleasure to welcome you to the high-level segment of the 52nd session of the Commission on Narcotic Drugs. The high-level segment is being convened to consider and adopt the political declaration and plan of action containing measures to enhance international cooperation in countering the world drug problem beyond 2009, pursuant to Commission Resolution 51/4. Member States have invested much effort and hard work since the 20th special session of the General Assembly on the World Drug Problem held in New York in June 1998. Member States work hard since the 50th and 51st session of the Commission and at the Intergovernmental Expert Working Groups on the topics convened covered by the 1998 UNGAS, as well as conducted very intensive negotiations in the intersessional period leading to this high-level segment. Based on that, the international community... Based on that, international community has been able to evaluate the results of review process of international drug control in the past decade and also to identify future priorities and areas requiring further action. The outcome of this hard work are the documents that we will approve at this high-level session of the Commission and transmit through the Economic and Social Council to the next General Assembly. I am convinced, as many of you, that we have all assembled here in recognition of the continuous and growing challenge posed by the world drug problem. Our youth is wasting away as a result of drug abuse. Sustainable development and security and stability of many countries is affected. Therefore, we cannot but take this conference seriously and ensure that the political declaration and plan of action adopted in 1998 and those adopted at this session are fully implemented in order to enhance progress to effectively counter the drug problem, the world drug problem. We have over 130 states attending this high-level segment of the Commission. Therefore, the Commission, in order to get in everybody who has to say something, has decided, and I'm saying this with the trepidation in my heart, hoping that the delegates will, and I appeal to them, that we are going to spend 5 minutes per delegate. And I know it's going to be very difficult. So please, so that we can finish, we only have 2 days. In order for me not to forget to count my minutes, I have asked assistance of that traffic officer there on top, little traffic officer there on top, who will show us that it's green, you can go ahead. It's orange now, you can be careful, you have 1 minute left. And at the red light, we stop. I know it's going to be very difficult, but I appeal, please, very humbly with the delegates. With this brief introduction, I call on the first speaker, the Executive Director of United Nations Office on Drug and Crime, Mr. Antonio Maria Costa, to address the high-level segment of the Commission. Mr. Costa, please take the floor.